So I'm on the phone with my doctor, Dr. Ronald Anglade of Georgia Urology. Check them out at GAUrology.com. Dr. Anglade, how are you, sir?
Hey, Shelly. Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good morning.
Good to hear your voice.
Good. Yeah, yours too. And based on the news you gave me, Dr. Anglade is the one who told me my great news that I don't have prostate cancer after my biopsy. Dr. Anglade, I was terrified leading up to that biopsy. I absolutely was. I probably hid it a lot to my wife, my family. Particularly, I know I hid it for my my listeners here at the Shelly Winter Show. Why does the prostate enlarge? I mean, I've still got to take this medicine. It's still enlarged, but it's not cancer. So, I mean, what are the reasons why it? Why can't it just go away?
Well, Shelly, if you remember, when we did do your biopsy, we did an ultrasound at the same time, and I was able to measure your prostate, and I was able to determine that it is enlarged. And in many instances, that can lead to the rise in your PSA blood test. So, just because you might have symptoms of difficulty urinating, voiding frequently, maybe getting up at night, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have cancer, okay? But, you know, as I explained when we had our discussion this week, we also can't just say, okay, one biopsy is negative, so I definitely don't have cancer and I never have to worry about it again. You know, we are going to continue, you and I, to monitor your prostate, to monitor your PSA, and depending on how things go, it's not a guarantee that we won't ever have to have another biopsy, but we're just going to make sure that, you know, we keep an eye going forward, looking at and assessing your risk for cancer.
Dr. Anglade, are you on a cell? Can you call us from a landline? Is that possible?
Yes, sir. Let me call you right back.
Okay, call us from a landline. Okay. While you do that, I'm going to take Augie. Hey, Augie.
Hey, Shelly, man. Happy Friday, brother.
Happy Friday, brother.
Hey, man, just a few things, man. I'm going to barbecue tomorrow. I grill out a barbecue.
You got a barbecue?
Proper word, barbecue. I'm going to do hot dogs. I'm going to do ribs. I'm going to do shish kebab. I'm going to do baked potato. And what else my wife wants to put on that grill?
Right.
Barbecue.
You're going to barbecue tomorrow. Are you going to have friends over?
Whoever wants to come over, but fortunately it's going to rain over here, so I'm going to have to do it over inside the garage.
Gotcha. But it's still, you're going to barbecue.
Barbecue.
Yes, sir.
And not gas grill, charcoal.
Right. That's right. We didn't ask our intrepid grillers versus barbecuers. We didn't ask them if they propane, because that would change the whole concept, because propane is not really grilling.
Nope.
That's just cooking. That's cooking. That's cooking food outside.
That's right. Hey, one other thing, man. I went ahead and I voted, like we talked about.
Yes, sir.
And what I found out disturbing is that do not vote for Grimm.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Grimm is a wetback.
Wait, Augie, you're breaking up. What did you say?
Do not vote for Grimm.
Grimm?
That Democrat? Grimm. For Florida governor?
Oh, Gillum. Okay, yes.
Oh, Gillum? Oh, whatever. All right. Don't vote for him. He's so against. He wants to do what? He wants to put in place state tax, which Florida don't have state tax.
Which is why you live there.
That's why I live here.
Right.
And any more state tax is just going to their pocket, not for the state.
Absolutely.
What was the other thing? He's against the war. He doesn't want the war to be built.
Right.
And he also wants to do health care for everybody. And the only way that's going to happen if he does Confederate States?
Absolutely.
Confederate States. Are you insane?
Right. Thank you, Augie, for your call. Have a great call. Have a great weekend, holiday weekend barbecue, and Augie. Let's go back to Dr. Anglade. Dr. Anglade, Augie brings something up here. And as a doctor, I'd like to ask you, Medicare for all. I know we're off the topic, but I just want to ask you this because he brought it up. Medicare for all. As a doctor with your own practice, you know, what does that do? Is that good? Do doctors like that when they hear Medicare for all?
That's a difficult question to answer. I mean, I think in some ways it's advantageous because you're going to allow patients to have access to health care. But, you know, the more you go down the route of Medicare for all, you kind of head towards a single payer system. And I think that restricts in many ways access. So
I'll be honest. I'm not particularly well-versed in the whole healthcare debate.
Gotcha. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that it's a double-edged sword.
So. It's a double-edged sword. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Back to the prostate now. So you did a biopsy on me.
Right.
You stuck this tool in me, which to this point I still don't understand how – nothing. I'm not going to even go there.
Right.
But you shot the gun, and you're snipping off pieces of my prostate. How many pieces did you snip off?
Right. So again, when we talk about the prostate biopsy, it's a sampling of your prostate tissue. So we go ahead and put the ultrasound in, and I use that ultrasound as a tool to guide where I take my biopsies. And in many instances, ultrasound can identify areas that look either suspicious or not suspicious and help me guide where the biopsies are taken. And we took 12. I'm sure you remember each and every one of those 12 biopsies.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Right. And then we take that tissue, send it off to the lab. And, you know, and it's wonderful that it came back negative. So all those 12 biopsies that we took all came back negative for cancer, which is great. And there was no pathology or any abnormality to your prostate. It did show that there was, again, by ultrasound, an enlarged prostate, which is excellent, right?
Right.
But the 12 cores is a sampling. So we still have to be vigilant, particularly in men who have either a enlarged prostate or an elevated PSA, to continue to follow you and make sure that, you know, going on in the future, we don't end up with a concern of prostate cancer.
So, because I've heard stories of people that have had regular prostate exams regularly done who still get diagnosed with prostate cancer even after they've had regular exams. So do I have to do a biopsy in 6 months? Or, I mean, is this something I'm going to have to go through for every month, every 6 months, every year? Like, what's the timetable?
No, well, you know, the one thing I will tell you that studies have shown that you know, when you do prostate biopsies, the more biopsies that you do, let's say you have a guy who's had 1, 2, 3, 4 biopsies, as you go, the more biopsies that you do, the likelihood of picking finding cancer is less and less.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's one thing. And secondly, now we have better tools that help us to decide whether or not a second or a third biopsy is even indicated. So, you know, in many instances, we'll do an ultrasound. We may do additional blood tests that key us into whether or not we need to do other biopsies. So there are a bunch of different things that we can do before we decide another biopsy is needed. But I'll tell you what, the most important thing that your listeners have to understand is that we need to continue follow-up. So it's not sort of like, okay, I have a negative biopsy, yay, I'm done, I'll never have to worry about my prostate again. You still need to continue to follow up and make sure we keep an eye on things.
844-404-1067 is our number. If you have a question for Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology, it's GAurology.com is the phone number if you want to go call directly and reach out to Dr. Onglade yourself or any of the doctors at Georgia Urology. Please reach out to them, 844-404-1067. And we're on the phone with Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology. Dr. Onglade, you're from up north. Do you remember that song we just
came? I do, Shelly. I mean, you know, back in the recesses of my mind, I do. So I get the joke.
Thank you very much. So I asked you a question going into the break. Why does, you know, I eat okay.
Right.
Is it my diet? Is it lack of exercise? What is it that keeps my, if there's no infection, there's no cancer down there, what keeps it enlarged that I have to take medicine to keep it at a regular size?
Yeah, I mean, the prostate's going to enlarge as you get older. So, again, you know, an enlarging prostate is not sort of a disease. I mean, in many instances, it's just a natural process of aging. Some men get bigger prostates. Some men have bigger toes, what have you, right? So, I mean, the prostate will enlarge as they get older. Now, as far as what you can do to be healthy for your prostate, you know, just listen to the ad that ran during the last break about alcohol, you know, about, and that was their main focus, but heavy alcohol use has been associated with more aggressive types of prostate cancer, you know, a diet that's rich in animal protein, so forth, can sometimes be associated with prostate diseases. So as far as your prostate goes, you do everything else we mentioned about a sort of healthy living. Moderate alcohol use, healthy diet, you know, make sure you take your vegetables every day. And
so vegetables and fruit and vegetables does help?
Yeah, I mean, it does help, but it helps with everything as well, maintaining a healthy weight. So all the things that we mentioned, you know, as far as being monitoring your health routine screening, healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight. All those things are important for prostate health as well.
Let's go to George. Hey, George, welcome to the Shelley Winter Show. Do you have a question for Dr. Anglade, George?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doc Shelley. Shelley, I wanted to say congratulations on your good biopsy results.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Doc was stressing is vigilance and following up. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I never knew I had prostate cancer, and you probably didn't notice anything different. And just the importance of getting that annual physical and getting the blood work done. I went through the same process as you, but my PSA kept climbing. So in subsequent visits, you know, they said, okay, something's going on here. Let's do an MRI. They saw two spots. Okay, we did the second biopsy where they came in from the front side. Okay, we have cells, and it was a low aggressive form. And then I went into treatment, and I had CyberKnife radiation. And I've got my first follow-up for blood work. My PSA dropped from 12.8 to 2.3. So I've got a second follow-up coming in September. But just stress to your listeners, you're not going to know you have this disease. Go to the doctor, get your blood work done.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There's really no, there's nothing that will tell you, short of like when I couldn't, you know, go to the bathroom. There's nothing that's really necessarily going to tell you you have this. You could be walking around feeling perfectly healthy. Is that what you're saying, George?
Yes, sir. I was in the gym. I dropped a bunch of weight. I felt wonderful. And, you know, went for my annual, and okay, your prostate's a little enlarged. Okay, your blood work, your PSA's up, and it was only at around like 4.5 or in that region, and then we did some more blood work, and it just kept climbing.
Right.
So,
Dr. Anglade, thanks, George. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend, sir, and thank you for the blessings. Dr. Anglade?
Yes, sir. I completely agree with George. So, you know, he obviously is a great patient, vigilant, staying informed, continuing with follow-up. And he said on the subsequent biopsy he was found to have cancer. But again, you know, just because, you know, one test is negative, we want to keep people following up and continuing to monitor things. Same way you do your blood pressure, same way you do your blood sugar. That's kind of the relationship you'd expect to have with your urologist in primary care regarding your prostate health.
Dr. Anglade, I've got to let you go. Can you tell people how to get in touch with you specifically?
Yes. Again, Dr. Ronald Anglade from Georgia Urology. I'm mostly in the Gwinnett area. So if anybody wants to reach me directly, you can reach me at our office number in Gwinnett, 770-979-9427. That number again is 770-979-9427. And also if you go to our Georgia Urology website, there's a link directly to me.
Right. Dr. Ronald Anglade, go to georgiaurology.com, click on his picture. His number is 770-979-9427. Dr. Anglade, have a wonderful holiday weekend, and God bless
you. Shelley, you do the same, and thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, sir.